在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The meeting of Afghan and Pakistan presidents was the fourth of its kind to be hosted by their Turkish counterpart. Observers say the latest session appeared to be the most relaxed, with smiles and what seemed a common sense of purpose, especially in dealing with the Taliban. After the meeting, Afghan President Hamid Karzai said just fighting the Taliban is no longer an option.
Those Taliban who are not part of Al-Qaeda or other terrorist networks are welcome to come back to their country, lay down arms, and resume life under the constitution of Afghanistan as the citizens of Afghanistan.
President Karzai said reconciliation with the Taliban is not a new policy of his government, but he says there is now an international consensus, including the United States, on talking to the insurgents.
The difference this time is that you have the backing of our friends, neighbors, and the international community, which will also, I hope, as we go to London and in the London conference, receive financial support.
The London conference on Afghanistan opens Thursday and is to include talks on international development assistance. Paying for a program to encourage Taliban insurgents to give up their fight is expected to be one of the main Afghan demands. When asked if Pakistan had already begun talking to the Taliban, President Asif Zardari did not deny it.
We have to talk about peace, and if there are any people who are the reconcilables or the people who want to give up their way of life, the democratic government, so the democracy always welcomes them back.
President Karzai praised Turkish efforts to ease tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan over allegations of Pakistani support for the Taliban. But observers say the efforts can only be seen as a success when a consensus is reached on how to deal with the Taliban. Turkish President Abdullah Gül said he is satisfied with the progress so far. He says the presidents expect a good outcome to the meetings. He says this will set a good example for leaders in the region to take responsibility for their region. Turkey has strong historical relations with Afghanistan and Pakistan, and as NATO's only predominantly Muslim member, it's seen as uniquely placed to be a facilitator in the region. The Turkish president hosts a meeting Tuesday with the Afghanistan and Pakistan presidents and senior diplomats and ministers from the United States, Iran, Russia, China, and Britain. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.